Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During today's program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planning professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe. Welcome back for another edition of Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. My name is Mark Friedman, and I'm back from vacation.
How was it, Mark?
We had a wonderful time. Marion, thank you for filling in.
My pleasure.
Well, actually, you're always on the show. Christian joined us.
Yeah.
And I was in Costa Rica, and I actually heard the broadcast. I heard you had a little bit of technical difficulties to get started.
We did, yes. But you know what? Christian solved that, so all good. We move forward.
And you sounded terrific in Costa Rica. So just proving that our show travels all around the world.
There you go. And it's relevant.
It is, because we're providing financial advice in a language you can understand anywhere you go.
That's right. And it's not that different, whether you're here or in Costa Rica.
It really isn't. And it was
although
nice to
get away. Although the weather's nicer, right?
Oh, the weather was so much nicer. I was telling you earlier, the coolest thing, I thought I was going to see like sloths and toucans and the tree frogs. And all of a sudden, I thought that stuff would be very prevalent. You had to really look for it. And by the way, those tree frogs, pretty small.
You know, that's what shocked me. I thought I was looking for something much bigger when we went looking for tree frogs, but nope, not so much.
Speaking of tiny little things, I gained a huge appreciation for the ant community.
And you brought back a video. I was amazed.
Yeah, so it inspired me so much that when we got back from Costa Rica, my whole family had to watch A Bug's Life again, because these things called leaf cutter ants, millions of them every night would show up in these huge processionals, could be, I don't know, a half a mile long, of them carrying a little piece of a leaf on their back. Millions and millions of them, and others running back to get other stuff. And then other ants have a different job. I learned all about the ant community in Costa Rica.
Fascinating, isn't it? You were telling me, and that video was amazing.
Yeah, it's really, really is pretty cool. But, you know, that's one of the things about vacations and getting away, and you get to see a different perspective of the world, a different perspective of life and culture. And that's why, you know, with financial planning, we're always encouraging our clients to live with a foot in the present and a foot in the future, that they really need to get out and explore and get away from the surroundings that they live in.
Right. It gives you a different viewpoint. And honestly, sometimes it changes your mind about a lot of things that we might have just, you know, in the back of our minds as something that we're set on for life. And sometimes travel can really change your perspective.
You know, let's put this in perspective. My kids were with me. It was a nice family vacation, and they were curious as to how much people made in Costa Rica, because things seem to be a lot cheaper in a lot of the places that we went to. Of course, as the houses are a lot smaller and a lot more meager in lifestyles and in the way people live, a lot of people raise their own chickens and cows and kill animals and raise their own fruits and vegetables and stuff. And it was interesting to see that the average wage of all Costa Rican citizens, the average wage, well, we have average wage here in America is about $50,000 to $60,000 a year. Average wage in Costa Rica is $750 a month.
That's a lot less than the $54,000 a year it is here, for sure.
And their cars aren't as fancy, but they seem to be very happy.
And
they enjoy time outside.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when we were growing up, when you and I were both growing up,
yeah,
we'd spend a lot more time outside.
We certainly did. And our parents didn't want us in the house.
Right. And we did a lot more things that didn't cost money, too, didn't we?
Oh, for sure. We used to play in the street.
Right.
You know,
drink out of the garden hose, ride our own bicycles.
That's right.
You know, played street hockey, hide and seek, kick the can, whatever it was. And we kept ourselves busy, yeah, and we were pretty happy.
That's exactly right.
So as you think about the last year that we just had and people thinking to themselves, oh, my goodness, I look at my statement and it's down. Market seems to be down. There's all this controversy, whether it's political unrest or inflation and interest rates and all of that. Should I be concerned about my future?
Exactly. And so many of our clients come in and very wary about what we're going to tell them now.
Based upon what happened last year, right?
That's exactly right. Am I still on track for retirement? Do I still have enough money? Do I need to go back to work? And they're very surprised when they see the outcome, aren't they, Mark?
They really, really are. And I will tell you, almost all cases, at least for the clients that we have, and I can't say it's for everybody, of course, but in almost all cases, we basically are showing to our clients that you are still on track. We planned for periods of time when markets were going to go down. We knew it happens. It's not like I needed to have a crystal ball for this. This happens. And it's not something that we need to get in and out of to be able to find the right strategy. The strategy long-term works.
That's exactly right. And when you think back, we were sitting there at the end of 2021. And what did we tell our clients at the time?
We told them, you don't expect these returns in the future.
That's
right?
That's exactly right, because we knew that wasn't going to continue. And their picture looked very rosy at the end of 2021. And a lot of people keep that in their heads that, okay, that's how it's always going to be. In 2022, we saw the opposite happen, where the market was down as much as it was up in 2021. But yet, those portfolios could withstand that because of the good times. If you're jumping in and out, you miss the good times along with some of the bad times.
Yeah, and I think part of what we do, Marion, as a financial planner, is when we're talking with our clients, we're not just talking about the performance of their accounts. Our clients love what we call our cash flow report. And that cash flow report gives them an illustration of all the sources of money that are coming into their house. That includes pensions and Social Security and perhaps part-time employment and required minimum distributions and money they take from their accounts, all of that. And it gives them an illustration to say, if I continue doing this or even made changes along the way, could I continue on my path for as long as I live to do what I want?
And seeing that in picture form like that, and those projections projected out, gives them a much better understanding of how they're going to spend their money in retirement and what they need to do to achieve that retirement if they're not yet there.
Absolutely, because what we oftentimes tend to do is we isolate ourselves to just look at that statement and they go, ugh, that statement is down. Look how much money I lost. But did you really? Yes, you lost that money on paper. You didn't cash out. You lost that money. But how did that drop impact your overall ability to achieve your long-term plan? And that's where we really excel here at Friedman Financial, in being able to illustrate that for you. And 53 years of history suggests that it works.
It certainly does. And, you know, we've watched people. Honestly, we have people as clients who have been living off their money for over 30 years and still right on track according to plan. The dollar figures aren't exactly the same as what we might have projected 10, 15, 20 years ago, but the plan is still working.
Absolutely. And it's not just living off your money, because most people have other sources of income coming in as well. That living off your money is a supplement or an additive to create the full amount that you need.
Right.
And, you know, you have to use reasonable projections. What are some of the projections we use when we're building building a model for our clients,
right,
Marion?
So a couple of the very important projections. One is that average annual inflation will be 2.5%.
But wait a second. I thought inflation's been like 8 or 9. How can you do 2.5%?
This year it has. Exactly right. Again, leading up to this year, what was it? Maybe 0.5%?
Right.
It was virtually nothing for 10 years.
Just like you can't take the inflation rate of 2022 and say that's what it's going to be for the next 10 years is the same reason you can't take your performance from last year or the performance from 2021 when it was really up and saying, oh, I'm just going to use that as my new multiplier moving forward. No, we need to use a reasonable growth rate. And what do we use?
And the growth rate, we go at 6%. Once again, an average. You know, we look at it, we say, well, typically up this type of a portfolio where we have a certain percentage of stocks, a certain percentage of bonds, on average makes between 6 and 8% per year. Historically, we've looked back 30, 40, 50 years. So we go with the lowest one. We figure let's err on the conservative side, because you know what? If it's better, everyone's going to be much happier. They're not going to like it if it's a lot lower every year.
And the most frustrating part of that is we go back almost 100 years in our history books, and we look at what the typical 60-40, 60% in the stock market, 40% in the bond market, portfolio performance was on an each year basis over 100 years. How many times did the market actually finish a year where it was between 6 and 8%? Maybe it's once or twice. It's not a lot.
It's amazing. That chart is just astounding when we show it to clients.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, you're likely to perform above that number or below that number, but not likely at 6 to 8. But over time, you revert what's called back to the mean, what the average is, and you go around that 6 to 8% number. That's why we don't make promises to our clients. What do you expect to return on your portfolio this year? The answer is, I have no idea. And it really doesn't matter. What matters is what you will achieve over time by being methodical, by being rational, by rebalancing and trusting in the system, trusting in your ability to spend money the way you need to spend money, but also being honest with us and letting us know what it is that you need, what your total financial situation looks like.
And you keeping your spending under control, or those individuals who can control their spending and keep within the plan that we've set up, are the ones who are most successful.
Yeah, and let's be clear. A plan is not rigid.
No.
It does not come with a budget that says you are only allowed to spend this amount of money this month. No, it's modified. It adjusts. It's living in the world of gray. And if you're an engineer or you're a scientist, and you can't wrap your head around living in the gray or, you know, having that flexibility, it's very challenging for you because you love those spreadsheets and you love those numbers. And it can drive you crazy, because the only promise that we make to our clients when we do these retirement planning projections is all of these projections that I show you will probably never come true exactly as it is on paper.
It can't possibly, because we just never know what that growth rate's going to be, what inflation's going to be, none of that. Or what your spending's going
right.
to be, or what life happens,
it's,
right?
It's really about life.
Life happens.
I mean, probably the most predictable thing on the longest term is what the markets will do over
right.
a 10, 15, and 20-year period. What you choose to do, whether it's through work, whether it's through lifestyle, whether it's through spending, living, moving, family,
when
children,
you die.
When you die, all that kind of stuff.
Sure, you never know.
And so that's why we're so encouraged about really opening up our office to those that listen to the show, to the public, to those that live on the North Shore in the Merrimack Valley, to come into our office, to get that second opinion, to have somebody look at the big picture of what it is that you have, not just isolate it to your investment account, and say, look, let's have someone really help you understand what your strengths, weaknesses,
opportunities
and threats are. Where are those points of vulnerability? Are you making smart decisions? Should you take Social Security at full retirement age, or wait till 70, or perhaps take it earlier? When should you take your required minimum distribution? And as we all know, with the Secure Act 2.0, that's changed up a bit.
Amazingly, right at the last minute.
Right. And when it's time to take money from your accounts to support what you need, where's the best place to take it? And we have that tax planning software to guide you through a thoughtful approach year after year after year of what is the smartest way to do this.
And it's extremely important to have that plan in place. Those who have a plan in place have a much better understanding of where they're at, where they're going, and how they're going to achieve it.
And we're here to help you. And if now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning and investment management needs, we really hope now's the time that you'll pick up the phone and give us a call. Our phone number at the office, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. You can certainly visit us on the web, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman.
Two E's and a D.
Financial.com. And if you're listening to this, you probably got our newsletter because you're listening to our
That's
podcast.
Right.
But if you have, if someone shared this with you and you'd like to enroll in our free weekly newsletter, it comes out every Friday at 10:30 in the morning. Go to our website, friedmanfinancial.com. Go to the bottom of any page. Put in your name and your email address. And every Friday, you will get some financial advice in a language you can understand, an opportunity to connect with us. And of course, if you have a pressing question, anything that you'd like us to discuss here on this podcast, or anything that's on your mind as it relates to money or financial issues, we hope you'll give us a call. But that's going to do it for us for our very quick podcast again today.
Yeah, well, nice to see you back, Mark.
Well, thank
Welcome
you. It's,
back.
It's amazing how quickly this thing just flies by, isn't it?
It really does, yes.
All right, well, have a great day. We'll be back again with another episode of Dollars and Cents. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
I'm all good already, so moved on. It's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. So, if you don't want to see me, then so what's up?
Thank you for listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planning planner, tax professional, or attorney prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.